So this morning, we're starting a series, and it is called Investing in the Friendship Bank. It is actually that God wants to remind you and remind me of a special provision, of a special platform. In fact, you can call it a system that He has created for your blessings and for your growth, and that you should utilize it, especially in this changing world, to be able to be a king and a priest that reigns in His kingdom. This system is called the Friendship Bank. The message will be in two parts. The first part today, we'll be talking about the strong friendship bank. The second part, which will be next Sunday, we'll be talking about how to nurture your own friendship bank. How to cultivate your own friendship bank. So let me ask you, do you have a friend? I mean, a person with whom you have a bond of mutual affection. Outside of your, and exclusive of any sexual relationship or family relationship, do you have a friend? If you have a friend, say praise the Lord. Ah, very good. So you have a friend. That's very good. Then you'll be able to benefit from today's message. Because your friend, which I now call a friendship bank, is your network of people around you, your human resource base. It's a virtual bank. And you will see how that is the case as we go on. But first of all, there are two passages in the Bible that I would like us to go through and answer a few questions after each one. Turn with me to Mark 2, verse 1 to 5. And again he entered Capernaum after some delays, and it was heard that he was in the house. Immediately many gathered together, so there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door. And he preached the word to them. Then they came to him. Underline that. Then they came to him, bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. Underline four men. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the rope where he was. So when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Please answer this question. It's as a teacher, we like setting objective questions when we want to make things easy but also difficult. So listen to this question. What healed the paralytic man? A, his faith. B, his friend's faith. C, the uncovered roof. D, none of the above. E, all of the above. Did you say D? Did you say B? You are correct. The answer is B. His friends. His friends. Not him, but the faith of his friends. So you're beginning to see where I'm going. Look at the second story. 1 Samuel 20, verse 17 to 23. This one, I will read the New Living Translation, but it's almost what you also have. Because it's the same thing. I'll just read the Living Translation so that. Verse 17. And Jonathan made David reaffirm his vow of friendship again. For Jonathan loved David as he loved himself. Then Jonathan said, tomorrow we celebrate the new moon festival. You will be missed when your place at the table is empty. The day after tomorrow, towards evening, go to the place where you hid before and wait there by the stone pile. Verse 20. I will come out and shoot 3 arrows to the side of the stone pile as though I was shooting at a target. Then I will send a boy to bring the arrows back. If you hear me tell him they are on this side, then you will know, as surely as the Lord lives, that all is well and there is no trouble. But if I tell him, go further, the arrows are still ahead of you, then it will mean that you must leave immediately, for the Lord is sending you away. And may the Lord make us promise to each other, for he has witnessed them. Did David's friendship with Jonathan save his life? Yes or no? You know this story, so you know the story of David, Saul, Jonathan, up to Mephibosheth. You know that story. And you know how the friendship helped to keep David's life. Now, Proverbs 27:17-18 says, as iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friends. Whoever keeps the fig tree will eat the fruit. So he who waits on his master will be honored. Most of us are friends, but most of us are not maximizing the potentials of our friendship. Today I'm not talking of friendship with Christ. Perhaps we talked about that last Sunday. I am talking of friendship with other human beings. Who is a friend? Not just an acquaintance, but a friend. A self-sacrificing friend. What does it mean to have a friend? Why do people need friends? These are simple questions we all know, or that we assume that we know. But do we really know the answers to these questions? Look, the value of friendship are embedded in the characteristics of a strong friendship or a strong network. And that's why we talk of a strong friendship system. The first thing that you should know is that such a system is a bank. It's a virtual bank. It's not a bank like Zenith, like UBA. It's a bank where you deposit and you withdraw. You deposit and you withdraw. The second thing is that the friendship is also security. It's an insurance company. And you can see that in the case of David and Jonathan. Adojutofo. You pay premium and you receive coverage. If you understand this principle, then you are one step clear or closer to understanding the meaning of friendship and the value added, or what we call the economic impact of friendship. The friendship institution, which is your network, It's a store of wealth and security. That's the first thing I want you to understand today. And it is very important that you understand that. I am a product of friendship. Right from my childhood, I was brought into a friendship. And that friendship remains with me up until today. My mother is a seamstress, uneducated, has a small store in a market that is opposite Elisha Grammar School. That's my school. She has a small store. She sews clothes, torn clothes, and all of that. That's what my mom is. But apparently, when students come, they talk about one brilliant student in Elisha Grammar School. I suspect that my mother found out the mother of this brilliant student. Apparently, she will probably be thinking at a point in time, they should also be talking about my son. She befriended the mother of this brilliant student. And then took me to this woman's house and said, I want him to study under your boy. The person I'm talking about, and I'm very proud to say it, is Professor Isaac Folorunsho Adewole. That's the son. In his age, he was the best student in Western Region. Not only just Elisha Grammar School. So I started staying in his house. I started studying with him. And we started a friendship that today still exists. Today it is mutual. In fact, if he stands up to speak, he will tell you, Folorunsho is my oga. And I will say, no, that is mine. In many ways that I cannot even tell you. I cannot finish talking about. There's also Professor Falusi, my mentor. People say I even look at like him. I don't know him. He's from Ekiti. I'm from Elisha. He never taught me in Elisha Grammar School. He never taught me in the University of Ibadan. All through my undergraduate and postgraduate. But when I started working, he then came back because he had a long sabbatical. The day I saw that man, I knew this is a person I must connect to. There are many testimonies of greatness, success, victory between myself and himself based on that friendship. Now think about this. How many of your friends know your dreams and your ambition? How many of your friends contribute to your dreams and your ambition? I want you to know that friendship is not all about fun and gossip. Friendship is a ladder of wealth and prosperity. But more importantly, it is where you can receive grace, favor, and victory. You and your friends can still gossip, you can still have fun, but at the same time, you can create wealth and you can improve on your lives. Friendship, brethren, is the most powerful leveraging tool in the world. It is the vehicle that the rich use to get richer. Unfortunately, it is also the vehicle that the poor uses to get poorer. And you will see several examples. Imagine you walk into a car shop and you see a beautiful car and you want to order it. And to your surprise, you are told that somebody has paid for it, for you. And you then begin to ask, and they tell you the name, and that's your friend. Because he knows your dream. That's a strong friendship team. On the other hand, imagine that you need 1 million naira. and you pick up your phone and you scroll all those who are on your phone, and you could not find a single person, not to talk of a set of people, to rescue you, my friend, your friendship is very, very weak. Just like in any business enterprise, you need to periodically analyze the profitability or otherwise of your network. I mean, your friendship bank. Let me ask the question. Who are the people on your phone book? Or, just like the picture depicts, who are the people on your piggy bank? Imagine that you want to reach the governor of your state today. Is there anybody on your phone book that can connect you? Imagine that you have or you need a transformational idea. Is there anybody on your phone book that you can go to? My sister talked about a changing world, a learning mindset. Who can help you on your phone book? Imagine you are facing challenges in your business, in your home, in your life. Is there someone on your phone book that you can connect to? Because I mentioned about 2 Sundays ago here, mentoring or counseling. Some people are suffering today, yet they have over 1,000 people on their phone book. What are those people for? Those people on your phone book, what are they for? You must understand how friendships becomes the tool of the powerful. Powerful people have used it. Powerful people have used friendship to become more powerful. So I ask you, what are you doing with your friends? You can talk to them. You can talk music. You can talk football. You can at times even go ahead and be talking fake news. But please take time to talk about things that will make both of you or all of you rule the world. You must have an interest, what I call a knack, for having a very strong, high-profile relationship. I mean a very strong friendship bank. I read that this hyper-successful young man, Zuckerberg, tries to improve himself by setting up an annual challenge. In 2009, he wore a tie daily. In 2010, he studied Chinese. In 2011, he only ate meat that he had himself killed. And in 2013, it was to make a friend every day. Do you think he was mad? Do you think he was crazy? I tell you, no, it's not mad. He understands the economic impact of friendship. He knows what friendship brings. And today, you should try to understand what friendship brings. Some of us have not made any meaningful friend in the past 10 years. And we are proud of it. We say we are private people. Okay, chop alone, die alone. You can't be a private person. You can't be a loner in the changing world. But I'm even saying to you today that this is a platform that God created that you should plug into and enjoy. The quality of your network determines the quantity or the value of your net worth. What you will be, where you will get to, depend on the quality of the ladder that you are going to climb. And that ladder, if it is strong, means you have a strong network. Let me quickly describe the typologies of a strong friendship bank. Because it depends on the stage in life that you are. Number one is an inverted pyramid. A triangle that is turned upside down. And this is the type of French network or the type of bank that those of you who are young and fly. Maybe between age of 18 and 45. That's the type of friendship bank that you should have. What does it mean when I say inverted? It means that you are in this peak of that pyramid, which is downwards, but most of your friends are above you. You can have your mates and all of that, but the sizable number of people in your network must be people that are above you in everything, in age, in achievement, in knowledge, so that they can pull you along. You can look up to them. You can make them your standard. If in your phone book, many of the people that are there are your mates or people junior to you, and you are the champion, that is not the kind of friendship bank you should have. Second group is a square, and it's for people in the age where we call the shining age, the peacock age, the age where you have stabilized, you have been able to manage, and you can really get things done. Then of course you need people on your side, you need people behind you, and you need people in front of you, maybe in equal measure. So it's a square. Can even be a circle. The third one is a pyramid. You are above 70. God has blessed you. He didn't bless you for yourself. He blessed you for others. And therefore, you should be there. There's only a few people ahead of you, but a lot more people below you. You should serve as a mentor. You should serve as a counselor to others, because you will also benefit from it. You need to decide today, where am I? I just use age, but it depends on where you are in terms of your ladder of life. Your friends must not only be your mates. They must not be in your class alone. Please make friends everywhere. Make friends from every class. Make friends from every tribe. Make friends from other countries. You know the number of people that are on my phone, that are in every part of the world. Everywhere that I go to, I make friends. I make friends. Make good friends. The book of Proverbs describes the characteristics of people that should be in your friendship bank. One, people who can make honest commitments. People who can say A and it is A. And they say it's a shining day, you look out, the sun must be up. People who can make honest commitments. People who can show kindness to the needy. They can show kindness to the needy. People who can forgive, forget, and move forward. In my note, I put that forget in inverted comma. I know it's very difficult to forget things, particularly bad things that people do to you. So, you may remember, but don't let that deter you from moving forward. But more importantly, don't forget good things that people have done to you. People that are willing to share, even when it is misery, and not necessarily when it is plenty. There are several passages in Proverbs that explains this. Those who will sharpen each other with good counsel. People who will counsel you properly. Not people who will just pamper you, but people who will tell you the truth. Your friendship bank must be full of destiny helpers and partners. The Bible says in Proverbs 27:9, Ointment and perfume delight the heart, and the sweetness of a man's friends gives delight by heavy counsel. In fact, the Message version says, just as lotions and fragrance give sensual delight, a sweet friendship refreshes the soul. I urge you to please build or rebuild your friendship bank. You need to be smart. You need divine wisdom. And how do you do this? I'll end with these three. Be strategically friendly. I gave you an example of my mother, and I'm urging you parents today to think around that. David, right from after he killed Goliath, knew that Saul was going to come after him. Read the Bible very well. David was very, very strategic. Test some ideas and partnership in your network. That is, don't just be discussing politics. Put some ideas across. Put some issues across. Get your network to help on a few things. Try to help others on a few things. And if you see, and that's the third thing, that some people in your network are not of value, my friend, delete. Or block. If you want to be very... block people on your phone book where there are no relationships. Either you giving or they giving. Because like I said, a friendship bank is a bank. You need to deposit before you can withdraw. May God bless you. As I conclude today, I want to remind you, do not forget that friends are sources of wealth. Your destiny helper is waiting in the corner. Reach out and strengthen your friendship bank today. Let us pray. Father, we thank you because you are a great God. Lord, we appreciate you because you have made provisions for us to continue to shine, to continue to excel, even in changing times, even in difficult times. And today you have spoken to us once, twice, thrice we have heard you. Father, we ask that these words will bring blessing unto our soul. Father, we ask that these blessings will shine clearly into our path, and all crooked ways shall be made straight, and all valleys and challenges shall be leveled. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.